There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, kashur to Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Chamishi, the second Mishnah, second, third, depending how it's split up. The Mishnah starts off, Asara Doris Me'odom Va'Noyach. Lo'idia Kamer Chapam Lefonov, Shkola Doris Me'achisin Uboin, and Shehivin Alein Atmei Amabu. Asara Doris Me'noyach Van Avrom, Lo'idia Kamer Chapam Lefonov. Shekol Adoris Me'machisin Uboin, Ad Shebo Avram Avinu Mekibul Schar Kulum. It's actually interesting when it says Avram Avinu Adam Ad Noach, there was Asara Doris, there were Kulam Achisin Uboin, and Ad Shebo Noach, and then Hevi Leim Me'amabu. And then you have the same thing from Noach to Avram Avinu, Sheyu Me'achisin Uboin Lefanov, then came Avram Avinu, and he wasn't manish them. Ad Shebo Avram Avinu Mekibul Schar Keneged Kulum. And what happened to all the Rishoyim? How come they didn't get an Einish? What's the difference between Avram and Noach? The second question the Mefarshim ask is, how is it shaykh that somebody gets somebody else's schar? Ad shebo Avram Avinu makibul schar keneged kulam. The Rishonim ask the question of Bini Yirin is Mazar Pshat. But how does somebody take somebody else's schar? And the third question is, it says that they were all machisin uboyim. Kol adoris are machisin uboyim. That means that they weren't exactly doing the Ratzon HaMekadosh Baruch Hu. So what schar do they have? Ad shebo Avram Avinu makibul schar Keneged kulam, schar kulam here it says, some have a gear, schar keneged kulam. What schar did they deserve, b'chlal, that Avram Avinu was getting their schar? So the Rishonim deal with these questions. The Meiri on Mishnayis, on Pirkei Avos, he says that, in a chanami, he says that Avram Avinu came, when he came onto the scene, and started people teaching people about the Ribbono Shel Olam. And, Shehikri Shem Shemayim Efi Kol Briyos, as Chazal say, and as a nefesh asher asu b'choron, Rashi says that he was Megayer, Avram was Megayeresa Anoshim, V'sor Megayeresa Noshim. That means that Be'etzem they were Malamedem Torah, they Malamedem the Derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and once he came on the scene, it was much different than Noach. Noach, he was Mechiach them, but he wasn't Malamedem Torah. Mashiachin over here, he was Malamedem Torah, he was Malamedem about the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Remelo, since he was malamed them about the Ribbono Shel Olam, he was able to get the schar that resulted because of his limud. Once he taught them about the Ribbono Shel Olam, they started keeping mitzvahs, they started doing the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shev Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, whatever they were mechuyev in. The Remelo, since he was the impetus, since he was the gerim for them to do those mitzvahs, Remelo he got the schar kiilu as if he did the mitzvahs. That was the schar keneged kulam. So he asked what's the difference between Noach and Avram? Noach didn't teach his Dor like Avram taught. What schar did they get? We're not referring to the schar of the Rishoyim. We're referring to the schar of the people that were Chorizu B'tshuva. And what does it mean that Avram got schar keneged kulam? It means schar kulam. It means that he got the same schar that they got, just without doing the mitzvah. Because since he was gearing them to do the mitzvah, Mamela, he got the schar. Without Avram Avinu, the schar wouldn't have happened. The mitzvahs wouldn't have happened. Mamela, he's the gerim, and he gets the schar keneged kulam. The truth is that this Yisurid is a tremendous yisurid, and it really could be life-changing. A person appreciates the difference between a person who's focused entirely on his own self-growth, somebody that's also looking to help others. The Chavis Levavis, in Avodas Elokim, he says, actually in Shar Bitochin, he says that somebody that doesn't teach other people Torah, then Lav Dafka could be certain that he's going to get Elam Havel. Teich Ez Baruch, he writes that. But elsewhere, in Shar Avodas Elokim, he says, in Parak Vav, he says that the difference between somebody that focuses entirely on himself and somebody that focuses on also, or in addition to himself, he also helps out others advance in their Avodas Hashem, in whatever way it might be. He says the difference between a storekeeper and a wholesaler. He says they both buy the whatever it is, whatever item they're selling, they both buy it from the manufacturer. What's the difference between a storekeeper and a wholesaler? So the storekeeper buys 5 or 10. The wholesaler buys 1,000. Now the storekeeper sells each one for a much higher price than the wholesaler. However, the wholesaler sells much more, many more products than the storekeeper. So for Lamashal, they both bought shoes from the manufacturer. The storekeeper buys shoes for $10 from the manufacturer, and he sells the shoes, each pair, for $100. As opposed to the wholesaler, he buys the shoes for $10 and he sells them for $50. But how many shoes does the storekeeper sell? Let's say he sold one pair. Let's say he sold 10 pairs, 100 pairs. Doesn't make a difference. He sold one pair, for argument's sake. He sold one pair. See, right? How much did he make on the shoes? $90. The wholesaler, on the other hand, sold 100 pairs of shoes. See, right? On each pair of shoes, he only made $40. But 40 times 100, is way more than the $90 that the storekeeper netted on his one pair of shoes. So you're right. Somebody that focuses on themselves and their own limud Torah without involving anybody else, they'll probably get to a much higher place themselves than they would if they would also focus on other people. And the schar for that is going to be greater than a person that didn't work so hard on themselves. However, he'll make the $90. However, the ultimately, when he gets to Elam Haba, how much schar with a person that helped others advance in their Avodas Hashem, he's able to, the schar is only 50 of what he got, but 50 times helping 10 other people is 50 times 10. Instead of getting the 90, he has 50 times 10, he ends with 500. That's the Milo of teaching others, of helping others in their Avodas Hashem. Rav Volbe would often quote Rav Moshe Feinstein said that a person should give the same way that you're mechuyev to give mechuyev, it's a minig nowadays maybe, to give ma'isik sofim. A person should give 10% of the zman, of their time, to help out other people. He said for kirev, lav dafik doesn't have to be for kirev rechoykim, kirev krevim, that's also as well, to help other people. I remember Rav Volbe speaking here in the mirror. A few times he mentioned this there. Ein oven tavach. He says it comes out to be berech ein oven tavach. It means one evening a week. One to give away. And that's where they go. Many people they go one night a week to for Lev Lachem. I remember back then I discussed it with him. He asked me if I go to Lev Lachem. So I told him I'm not really, this is going back at least 18 years. So I told him I'm not comfortable. I'm still not comfortable with the language. But I'm not comfortable with the language. I'm going to go speak to some Freya Israeli in my broken English Hebrew, Hebraish, whatever it is I'm speaking. I'm not comfortable about it. So he says they're starving to hear. And he told the story, a personal story about himself. So we'll have the story. After the Six-Day War, they flew Rav Volbe into Egypt to speak to the troops that were there, stationed there, the tankers. So they took him to the first group. And he spoke to them for half an hour. After an hour, the guy that was taking him along says, okay, we go to the next group. So they start leaving, and he says, they all started screaming, no, we want to hear more, we want to hear more. So they go to the next group, he spoke to them for half an hour, then he has to move on. They all started screaming, we want to hear more, we want to hear more. So this is what happened by every single solitary group that he went to speak to. They were all clamoring for more. So that's about them, very many. There are those that are anti, those that are pushing, not in the know. And people are looking to have some sort of time in their life, some sort of teichin to their life. So to be able to, especially if somebody's a yid, what connection does he have? Like Rav Shach said to them in his famous Yad Eliyahu speech, what makes you a yid? In what way are you a yid? Somebody that doesn't keep his Torah mitzvahs, what way is he a yid? What connected to Eretz Yisrael? And if you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, then you're not a yid. Well, what's that? Some people they nechalami, that's all that it is. But they're looking for some yiddishkeit, looking for some time, looking for. But that's kirev rechoykim. It doesn't have to be dafka kirev rechoykim. It's any kirev, as Besim is a chelik of it. And the Rambam says, well-known Rambam, the first chelik of the Rambam, in the mitzvah of Avat Hashem. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah says, V'amitzvah shlishis, he's going through the mitzvah's essay. V'amitzvah shlishis, which is shetivonu la'ohavoy, la'avoy yisala, to love the Rebbeinu Shalom, v'ahavtas Hashem lekecho. We should contemplate and really understand his mitzvahs and his pulois, all everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, until we achieve a tremendous tainug. The ava mechuyavis when it says v'ahavta Hashem lekecho, v'ahavta, is that you should be mitzvahin into the mitzvahs and the pulis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know the Rambam says there's two ways really to get to Avas Hashem, either through Limud HaTorah or through being mitzvahin in the Bria. That's what it is, the two things that he says over here. Mitzvahisav upulaisav. V'zoyti ava mechuyavis. V'loshin sifri. What does the Chazal say? L'fi shenem v'havtas Hashem lekecho, in yodea ketzer oivas amokim. How's a person supposed to love? Give me instructions. That's one of the great things about Yiddishkeit. There's a lot of tzivuyin, there's a lot of things, but there's also a way to get there. They tell us exactly how to do. It's an emotion. Love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's say I don't love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What should I do if I don't love him? Have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's say you don't have emunah. Maybe mitzvah me to have emunah. The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a simple, straightforward way to get to it. Chazal tell us how to get there. Lashon Tzifri Lefish Nem Rachtas Hashem Lekecha In Yodei Ki Terev Atamokim Tam Olayim Vahoyu Advar Me'ila Asher Nechim Tzav Chayim Ad Vavecho Shemitoich Kach Atamakir Et Misha Omar Vahoyu Oilam. He says, do you want to know how to get to Avas Hashem? Through Vahoyu Advar Me'ila Asher Nechim Tzav Chayim, the more your Mas'amek in Limer Atero is, the more it'll bring you to a greater level of Avas Hashem. Hinei Kvar Boyer Lecho Ki Be'istaklus Tetzamit Lecho Asogov Yagia Hatainuk V'tovei Ava Behechrech. Says the Rambam, Chazal told you a foolproof way of getting to Avas Hashem. Tovoi ha'avo behechrech. A foolproof way of getting to Avas Hashem is by being misamik in sichlus, in his tachlus. This is the nasku, mitzvayis avu puleiso. When misboinen into the bria, misboinen into the limudatero, behechrech will come to Avas Hashem. That's the first part that very many people know. The second chilek of the same mitzvah in the Rambam, it's a continuation. V'kvar omru shemitzvah zu kreleles. A chilek of Avas Hashem is gamkein shenidreish v'nikre hanoshim kulam la'avoid osa yisaleh v'lahamin boi. A chilek of Avas Hashem is to teach other people about the Rebbeinu Shalom. To call people to zavoido v'lahamin boi. They should also be imamin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh ki kishetoev odom tasim libcho alov teshabcheu tevakish hanoshim la'avoid osa. When you love somebody, then you're going to try to convince other people to love him as well. You know how great it is? You know what it is to go to the Shira of Russia? Go, listen, it's Gishmak, it's, you'll enjoy it. Oh, this is Mamash, Kabbalah Satera, go there. Somebody that loves it, somebody, you'll convince somebody to go. You'll convince somebody to be his friend as well. You love him so much, you're going to try to convince others to also love him. So too, if you love the Rebbeinu Shalom, you try to convince others also to come to a Emuna and Avaido of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to love him. V'zeh otzad HaMashu King Kshetov HaKel Be'emes Kam and certainly if you got to Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you're going to want to tell the people that are in the dark about it. Veloshin Tifri V'avtas Hashem Lekecha Ahavei Wa Labriyas Ka'avram Avicho Shenemer V'esanefesh Asher Osu B'charen, as it says in the 6th parasha, Sheheir HaKosev Avram Oyavi Basalim M'kumosh Avram Avur Shoye Oyev Hashem M'kumosh Sheheir HaKosev Avram Oyavi Shoya Gamkin Legoidl Hasagosoi, Dorish Anoshim El Emuno, Michizik Avosoi, Kin Ata Oivosoi, Achetidrish Anoshim Elov. Says the Rambam, a chilek of Avas Hashem is, and that's what we learn from Avram Avinu, Avram Oyavi. Why was he Avram Oyavi? Because what do we know about Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu was Venefesh Asherosu Bechor. It's teaching other people about the Rebbeinu Shalom. If you love the Rebbeinu Shalom, then you want other people to also get involved, other people also to have a Shaykhus Rebbeinu Shalom. Vimela, that's the chilek of Avas Hashem is, besides the fact that it's a good investment, like we said before, and it's a chilek of Avas Hashem. A chilek of Avas Hashem is to teach other people. So what does that mean? We're all supposed to go out and do kiruv. So first of all, in Echanami, the Gedolim all said, Shach wrote a letter, B'negiah to Leiv Lachem, if you could, go out one evening a week to go teach people, yeah, 100%. And if you can't do that, so you can do partners in Torah. And if you're not that type of guy, so then you could learn with kiruv kredu, learn with a bachar, ben esdarm, you don't know what you'll do for him. You don't know what you can do for to learn with a bachar, minutes darn for 20 minutes once a week. So it doesn't have to be kiruv v'chaykim. It could be kiruv kravim. It could be with learning the Baal Bas Night Tzedek. It doesn't. There's so many opportunities to teach other people that you have what to give over. What do I have to give over? I'm not a kiruv professional. You don't have to be a kiruv professional. Almost all the most successful kiruv professionals were not kiruv professionals at all. Rabbi Nayach, when he was very a kiruv professional, he was a tremendous talmid chacham. But Rav Shuster, that was by the Kesel, he was one of the most successful Kiruv personalities in the past 50 years. And he was extremely shy, extremely. I forgot who it was that said that he always knew that when he spoke to him on the telephone, when he called, he knew who he was, because when he would say hello, he would wait for the hello on the other side and wouldn't come. He says, oh, I know that's for sure Rav Shuster, because he wasn't that outgoing type of person. You don't have to be. But that's not the nekuda. We're not talking about lav dafka kiruv v'chaykim. We're not trying to convince everybody to do it. But we are trying to convince people, it's like the Rambam says, it's convince people to be miskarev to avodas Hashem. And every person really has something to offer. And it doesn't have to be, it could be in the chabura, it could be in your shul, it could be anywhere. Somebody has something to offer. I know somebody that he's very interested in giving over you say this in mitzvahs, and you say this, you made a chabura, and he gives a share once a week, and he teaches people about these things. So you say this, something that you worked on, something that you were makabal, something that other people are lacking in, you have yichelos to give it to somebody. Every person has something to give over. Every person has something that's, there's a part from Rabbi Chanan in Kevitz Aret in the back, and he says that, v'yech gam mikol adam, it says by Shlomo HaMelech, it's v'yech gam mikol adam. So Chazal say, darshin afilu min atipshim. He was smarter from everybody in the world, even from the tipshim. He was smarter. Shailam is supposed to kesef is obviously he's smarter than his father David Melech, and certainly he's smarter than tipshim. What does that mean? Says Rav Chanan, that's not what it means. It says vayechka mikolod. It means that he became smart from every person. He was ezu achokam alevin mikolodom. Every person has something to offer. Shlomo Melech was able to take things out even of tipshim. Afilu min atipshim is able to learn. Every person has something to give over. We're not talking about tipshim going to be malamed, but every person has something that they have, some yisoid, something that interests them, something that, and even the basic yisoids that you have. There's always people that know less than you. There's always people that, there's always. Somebody told me once he was a Baal Teshuva. He lived out in the boondocks in California somewhere, and he says that the person that was makar of him was tremendously successful in Kiruv. However, he himself wasn't such a learned person. There was some, he knew the basics, but he was able to get other people involved, but he was only able to bring them up to how much he knew. And after that, you have to send them on. So he says, the basics he got from him, and then after that he went to, but it just means that there's always somebody that has less than you. There's always somebody, and certainly people that were learning yeshivas, people that have a background, people that have, certainly there's always something to give over, always something that's, and it's not just, and even though you think you're giving up of your time, but mitamida yisrikulam, certainly Chazal say that you learn more. And there's a point that a person needs that. He needs that impetus of giving over to other people. It helps him clarify things, it helps him. It's a machayev to have clarity in things in a way that you wouldn't have clarity otherwise. Somebody once told me that he wanted to learn Hilchos Shemitah. So he put up in the yeshiva a sign that he's giving shiurim on Hilchos Shemitah, a 6-part series on Hilchos Shemitah. He hadn't cracked the sefer on Hilchos Shemitah up until that point. I don't know if he hadn't cracked, but he hadn't learned halachos beforehand. And he put up the sign. He says, now I can't go back. People already saw it. It's going to be like bushes. He put up a sign and there's no, I'm sorry, I didn't learn halachos. I don't know. He said he put in a tremendous amount to learn halachos. Sometimes he had to stay up all night, he said, but the ma'aseh got them klar. The ma'aseh got them klar. It was a mechayim. You have to do that to be able to, it happens to be a good mechayim. But it certainly helps when you have to give something over with clarity. So then you have to give something over with clarity, then it helps you get it with something to talmidim. It certainly helps you get it clear. Not only that, it's also a chelak avas Hashem. And not only that, the tremendous reward that a person gets is kaful who knows how much. And I think that's really Nosan Tzvi Ziyaret Zayin, Rosh Hashivas and Tzal Ziyaret Zayin, the Shabbos, that epitomized Rav Nosson Tzvi. Even though he learned a tremendous amount, Kimdumani, he was mischayev to his to the previous Rosh Yeshiva that he wouldn't learn less than 8 hours a day. That means even though he was the Rosh Yeshiva, the biggest yeshiva in the world, and he had plenty on his plate, not to learn less than 8 hours a day. We hope that the standard Kimdumani learns at least 8 hours a day. Halavai, we should learn. This is a yeshiva who is extremely busy and he has 5,000, however many Yungalai Bachram they had at that point, and taking care of an entire yeshiva and many other families and many other obligations and more chasanas than any other person. I know the person that's in charge of one of the Rosh Yeshivas making a spreadsheet for one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood's chasanas, Plianar. They have a spreadsheet, they get all the invitations, they make a spreadsheet. Tonight you have 5 chasanas, and tomorrow night you have 3, and then you next one, right? And they give them each week the spreadsheet of how many chasanas that the person go out to. Somebody that's involved in so many people and has so many people in yeshiva, he had more obligations than most people in Eretz Yisrael. And nevertheless, he was mischayef to 8 people. But that was he gave so much, despite the fact that there was no bacha that asked him for a chavrusa shaft, they returned them. And there was no group of, I was zeicha also to be part of a group from our yeshiva. We would have once a week, we'd get together, and they'd have a rotation of saying chavrus. Chabur of 5-6 Bachrim, and we go around once a week and we'd sit there and he would listen in. Sometimes it was while he was eating, sometimes it was, but he made sure to find time for everybody. that ability to being extremely busy and also having needing the time for yourself, I mean, the 5 to 8 hours a day to learn and still giving over to whoever it is that needs the time. So that's the trademark of the Rosh Yeshiva Tzatzal, of the Mir Yeshiva Bechlal. And if we take it, it's an investment that reaps tremendous rewards.